Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph, Asaph the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah, Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Ahim, Ahim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we begin the second phase of Advent, this home stretch. Whereas the first phase of Advent focused on the triple coming of the Lord, here we focus mainly on his coming in history in Bethlehem. Today we get to the roots of his family tree. The first reading, we have that prophecy of Jacob to his 12 sons. And he finally gets to Judah. And Judah, he says, your brothers praise. You'll be like a lion's whelp, child lion. You've got all of this potential to be the king. With the words of the book of Revelation, we could say how it was from that whelp came the lion of the tribe of Judah, before whom all the elders continuously sing. Jesus was the fulfillment of that prophecy. We enter today, as you know, at the Alleluia verse as well as the Magnificat antiphons into the O antiphons that were being used 1,300 years ago in Rome, probably stretch back 1,600 years. As the preparation of the church for the renewal of the mystery of the incarnation, born in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and embraced with love by Mary. Today's is O Sapientia, O Wisdom, and we finish. Veni ad docendum nos, in the prudentiae, come teach us the path onto the way of wisdom, we would say. But there's a contrast there. between the wisdom, which is looking at everything from God's perspective, and the viam prudentiae, the way of prudence, taking that wisdom and applying it to ordinary circumstances. Whereas at first glance, today's genealogy would seem anything but one of the books of wisdom literature, for example. There is so much wisdom here from which we can learn how we need to choose prudently in our life to become more like the wisdom whom we begged to come. The most notable, well, let's just say first, what we see in this genealogy is that Jesus entered history. He became history. He entered into the human race. And as, according to his human nature, he had roots. And it focuses on three aspects of those roots. First is, he was a Jew from Abraham. Second aspect, he was a descendant of King David. Third aspect, even though he would be born of a sinless virgin, there were sinners throughout his family tree. There was a tree that was dying, a tree that was corrupted, and Jesus was going to come, graft himself into that tree, and save it. Jesus took history and made it salvation history. And we see it as so many of the earliest fathers of the church saw, through the women who are contrasted to Mary. You've got Tamar, who seduced her father-in-law. You've got Ruth, who was a Moabite. You've got Rahab, who was a prostitute. You've got Bathsheba, who was an adulteress. And yet, even though women weren't supposed to be mentioned in family trees, St. Matthew incorporated them all to show not only that non-Jews were being embraced in the tree of Jesus, because the gospel was going to go to all, but wanted to know how he was going to write that wrong of sinfulness. Other scholars, like Origen, when they looked at these three groups of 14 generations, said that it echoes all of salvation history. The first 14, you've got Abraham and David, shows the greatness to which God had called us. Second 14, you see how that greatness was squandered, and off we went into exile. Third 14, you see how it progresses all the way to Jesus to bring us back not just to where we were, but to a state that's even greater. That's what this lion who came from the whelp of Judah came to do. Five years ago, when Pope Francis, whose birthday we mark today, he turns 82, preached about this passage, he says it's got all the drama of reading a phone book. But he said, really, where is the wisdom here? And one of the things that he took from it is he asked, what was Jesus' last name? Many of us, when we think about that, you can always trick kids in catechism because they'll always say his last name was Christ, which was a title. But Pope Francis asked that question, and he said very beautifully, Jesus' last name is us. He's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Judah, as we come all the way down. And he's meant to be similarly our God. He has entered into our history as he's entered into this history, so that he can redeem even our own family trees, whatever sinfulness is there, whatever suffering is there. That's why he has come. What's the way of prudence we're called to learn? That we don't need to be afraid of the past, because Christ comes into the present so that we might live forever in the present with him. That's what the future is supposed to be. The wisdom is, as we prayed today in the opening prayer, and we'll pray at the Mass of Christmas morning, that Jesus has assumed our humanity precisely so that we might participate in his divinity. He entered into this path so that he might lead us on that path of true wisdom, seeing things as God himself sees them. Praise be Jesus Christ.